Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Oh, you fucking see?
Yeah.
I'll fucking eat you. I literally will eat you. I'm going to eat you.
And she gestures to her open mouth.
What?
Yeola steps on her neck and presses down.
Ew.
The little girl's body has been mangled and broken. There is a large, like, area of shatter around the middle of the room where she is.
Now, two people are dead, and I don't know their names. You know, you didn't think this through. You just acted without a second guess. You didn't stop. You didn't see the signs. You didn't question anything. You just did it.
The lantern has, like, a beautiful, elegant, probably elven design to it.
Oh, what's this?
Okay.
She hands that to you.
Grey Dove was nice enough to help me when I was not myself. They have very powerful magics. So I'm going to go see him.
And I think we can take that path and meet you there, so you have 2 whole days to try and do what you can, and we'll meet you there.
I transform into a horse.
Giddy up.
Xenia freaks out.
I haven't seen this. It's cool.
No, Xenia has. Xenia's just scared of horses.
Yeah, it happens. And then, yeah, we'll load up the bodies of Suresh and David, and we'll head out.
You head northeastwards. Big T, you watch the figures of Glubble, Horse Glubble and Tavertine slowly become smaller and smaller and smaller until they are but pinpricks upon the horizon. And then you head back to camp, the camp that you lost when the Iron Golem attacked?
We do. Anything left? Because if I saw something like this, I would have taken it all.
No, no one seems to have come by here in your absence.
Oh, it's fair enough. Lot of golems.
The camp seems to be a little bit disturbed, like something big and heavy and made of iron and golem-like walked through here at one point.
Strange.
And quite clearly didn't care about what they stepped on. So there are some crushed or trampled pieces of equipment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
But most of it is intact and you can reacquire it. So Ziamir taps you on the shoulder and then writes down on their little pad of paper, shows it to you. Where do you want to go?
I have a big think to myself as to what is the fastest way, because we are going to take the shortcut, Adam. We're not going to leave this family waiting for longer. Glubble said week to 10 days, but I know he's getting there in 3. He doesn't have to wait that long. I know a shortcut.
Okay.
Probably get some information off the survivor of like, you know, where they live as well. If any, you know.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Should. Yeah.
But
hopefully someone,
yet.
I know Tree Stump, you might not have thought about it, but hopefully someone else might have.
While you're thinking about it, Ziamir also gestures, you have the lantern, right?
I do. Look.
Ziamir gestures to the lantern and then pulls out a brain worm to give to you.
Yum, yum, yum. I eat it on up.
You see yourself wandering kind of where the Badlands becomes grassland. You're not sure exactly where you are, but you can see a shape on the horizon. You start walking towards it. As you approach, you realize that the terrain looks slightly different. The terrain is slightly taller than it might be normally. And you forget, oh, fuck, that's right, I'm not Ziamir. Oh, shit. And as you approach this shape in the distance, you realize it is a giant snail, except where the shell would normally... Well, there is a shell, but the shell is in the shape and dimensions of a wizard's tower, like a 3-story high tower.
Huh.
Then you return. You're standing in front of Ziamia again. She points at the lantern again.
Is that where the lantern is made?
She shakes her head.
This is where the elf is from.
She shakes her head.
Is it where we need to go?
She shrugs. Instead of writing something down, she draws a picture of a wizard with little lightning bolts coming out of his hands. And then she points at the lantern again.
Oh, okay. This is going to help.
That's right. You can't read! I did the pictogram for no particular reason. But yeah, she needs to do a pictogram for you. Yeah, when you say help, she nods emphatically.
Oh, perfect. Well, I'm just glad snails aren't very fast. Was that snail fast?
It was moving pretty far. Like, you know how a big thing would probably move faster because it's got longer legs?
Yeah.
It seems the same might be true for snails.
That's why little things scuttle.
Hmm.
Oh, well. Did the snail leave some side of ooze, like a trail?
Oh, yeah. There's slime in its wake. A lot of it.
Oh, brilliant. Well, we just need to look for goo.
She points in kind of a northeasterly direction.
Oh, you know where the goo is?
She nods.
Oh, I think that's on the way. That's on the way, yeah?
It's kind of on the way, yeah.
What, two birds, one stone? Oh, no, Tabitha's not here. It's not rude.
She then gestures to the commoner, though.
Do you know about the snail?
The what, he says?
Oh,
She shakes her head. She gestures to herself. She points to him, and then she points southwards where all the farms are.
Did you want to come with us to see your siblings, or did you want to go home?
He gazes towards where, in the distance, where, presumably, just slightly over the horizon, Tavertine and Glubble are. Is it going to work, he says?
Well, I don't know. My friend, Glubble, who you met, used to be a fish and then there used to be a spider, so it's worked a bit. But I can't say for if someone has died. But they'll give it a go. I promise they'll try their best.
Then I'll come with, he says.
Okay. And you live back near the farms?
Yes.
Well, we'll make sure that we do take you back, of course, to give you safe passage and everything. Have you seen a lantern? I showed the lantern.
He has seen the lantern. He doesn't seem very interested in it.
Well, we're going to see if we can help a lot of people today. But we'll still go very, very fast. We just won't be as fast as them because they're on the horse and they're in a big rush. But we'll meet them there after they've had a few days to try everything. So hopefully we show up to good news. Right. And a new elf friend, yes? I look at the elf. Is the elf my friend yet?
She can't talk, so you don't know.
I don't get a nod.
All right, what do you say?
Oh, I just am talking and then smile at the elf.
The little flame figure puts its hands up against the glass and looks at you, but doesn't nod or shake their head.
I wonder if there's any foods you haven't eaten that have been invented since you've been stuck in there. I'll make sure you eat them. Do they nod?
They don't seem to respond.
Oh, it's okay. You can't hear me. It'll be a surprise. That's exciting. Do you have any foods you haven't eaten that you'd like to eat?
Who are you addressing that to?
The commoner. David.
No, that's his brother's name. Oh. He never gave his name. And no
what
one
was your
asked.
Name?
My name?
Yeah.
David 2. No.
David.
Adam, he says. My name is Adam.
Self-insert? All right.
Adam!
If anyone's
This feels illegal. This feels very illegal.
And can you describe what Adam looks like? Like, would you personally say he's handsome?
Look, I don't know. I'm not...
Does he have your sad
he's
eyes?
Certainly not my type. No, he's got... he has jet black hair. It's a bit, like, messy. He does have probably, like, a... There would be like some basic sort of, spectacles that exist in this world. That'd be like a gnomish sort of invention, but they're kind of like rounded, very thin frames. He's got like a massive beard, similarly colored, kind of like a gnomish face almost, but like a lawn gnome, not like a gnome the race.
Okay.
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 Looks a little like Jackson, actually.
Okay, I see what's going on here. All right.
It's really nice to meet you, Adam.
Thank you.
But not like this.
Actually, maybe he doesn't say thank you as well. He's still breathing.
I don't know. You can say thank you and just be on autopilot.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe he does say thank you on autopilot.
Oh, come on. You didn't mean that. I'm not. You'd be handsomer if you smiled. I don't have a brother. I'm fine. I say none of that, obviously.
He just interprets it in your body language.
No. Okay. Well, we hit the old frog and toad.
You're traveling for several hours. It's beginning to get dark, and right as the sun is almost about to set. Right as the suns are about to set, you can see on the horizon a looming shape that looks very familiar to you.
It's not Chantel again, is it?
No, not that sort of a shape. Way bigger than Chantel.
Oh no, it's what I thought Chantel was before I knew it was Chantel.
If I were to round up, I would say that it has two stories on her.
Oh no, we have to hide. No. Are they taller than the trees?
No, not that sort of a similar figure. No, the silhouette of the snail tower.
Oh.
Yes, I see where the confusion is now. No, it is not an iron golem. It's Oof. As big as they are. This is so much larger than any of them.
Oh, thank God, because two stories is... Oh. Is that the slickly flowing silhouette of a big house on the slime?
I believe it is, says Yeola.
Follow. Are the snails nice? Are they okay with you? I mean, I've never seen a snail with a person house before. Does he go in?
Who are you addressing that to?
No one.
The group seems keen to
Oh, we're moving. We're this, moving yeah. toward the snail.
The group seems keen to end their journey before the day is out. As you move, though, Zia Mia pulls at your clothes.
What's up?
She waves. She reaches out for like a hug.
Oh, I give her a hug.
She hugs everyone in the party, obviously except Adam, who she does not hug because there's too much awkwardness there. But she hugs all of you and then gives you like a big wave goodbye.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Oh, Ben, how do we get ourselves arrested? What are we thinking?
I don't know. You're the one who said come with me to bloody D&D's for Nerds pod cave.
Oh, it was just so nice. So what are we going to say?
Nice? I don't know.
I've never talked to cops before.
I've never been arrested.
Oh, I know. Wait, you're bad prisoner. I'm good prisoner.
Okay.
Well. Dice, paper, roll, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, you heard us, Butthead.
That is actually my name, Detective Butthead. You two have a lot to answer for. Breaking and entering, property damage, grievously assaulting a feline. What have you got to say for yourselves?
We're really, really sorry. I left my lucky D20 in there. You see, we're a D&D podcast.
D&D?
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
What the hell is Dungeons and Dragons? Is that some sort of weird, sexy cult?
I mean, not yet, but we just play like role-playing. It's like it's a fantasy game.
It's better if we show you, all right? Look, I've got a cassette that I carry with me at all times. Can I just put it in your little interview thing there? I'm just going to stop.
Evidence, is it? Evidence.
Just have a listen.
Go on then.
This is from our latest Curse of Strahd campaign. I think you'll like it.
Well, we have already started drinking. The festival sounds about right. And Sunny flicks the hoverboard switch again, and the thing just kind of really unsatisfyingly just kind of and like slowly
just deflates
for a really long time.
Yeah. Oh, that's a manual. You got to pop that back in manually. If you, when we get a sec, we'll just make sure.
We've got to tuck it in.
Everyone spends 10 minutes hanging over the side, tucking the fucking inflatable bits back.
I've just got this side, but once I put this side in, it falls out on the other side. Sarge, are you holding on to it? You've got to hold on to it while I'm doing it. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Wait. Are you doing it at the same time as
Sarge?
You're not doing it at the same time. Otherwise, it's never going to go in.
I'm doing it at the same time.
Gotta work as a team.
Oh, my God. I can't
I think
do
you
this.
Have to put the guy
God damn it. Who
in...
broke a clip? I can see it. It's over here. Someone broke
All right,
goddamn
we're ready
clip
to on. Zip it up. I'm ready to zip
Where'd
it up.
Where'd this peg come from?
It's a great team building exercise.
On three. Ready? 1, 2. 3. No, on three. I said Sorry. On three. Not before. God damn it.
Guys, I didn't mean you actually had to roleplay out 10 minutes of sticking.
Mate, you give us these, like, what do you want from us? You put it out there, we're going to take it, all right?
What if we had a montage of the 10 minutes?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
That goes for 9 minutes. A 9 minute montage.
9 minutes and 50 seconds. So the you tuck it all... You tuck it all into the skull and take off. And you're heading to...
Festival, Valakai. Baby. Road trip.
Burning
to the
sun. The Burgermeister is awaiting our arrival.
Yes, back to Valakai, please.
Someone's going to need to give me directions.
Oh. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Thanks. Yeah. It's actually part of a way bigger adventure. It's like 40 or 50 episodes of that. We have a good time.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Well yeah. If you go to dicepaperroll.com, that's roll with an E as in evidence, then you can see, you know, what we've got, 50 episodes of Strahd. We've got
homebrew campaigns that we've made ourselves. Like with 70
episodes of that. Yeah.
We've got original artwork and music, and you can see all that on the website.
And we
as
did
well.
Live shows. We've even done one with like Tripod and a few other people. It's cool.
We've even got an extra comedy show coming up on the 23rd of April. One more, because we sold out 5 of our 6 shows.
Yeah,
you haven't heard of us, Detective Butthead?
Yeah, you got it. You got another show coming up. Well, that's going to be a real shame for you boys and your soft, soft hands. You're going to miss that show because you're going to be in the slammer.
No!
Oh, where are you going? Oh, do you live in the snail?
She shakes her head.
Okay. It's been really nice to get to know you.
She nods. She puts like her hand over her heart and then goes in for another hug if you let her.
Oh, absolutely.
She hugs everyone a second time.
Aww. You're a very good friend, Ziabia.
She nods.
I hope you have a very beautiful life.
She puts her hands over her heart and then gestures to you.
Oh, I mime taking it and putting it in my heart.
All right. With one final wave, she turns around and walks back. You approach the snail.
Yes, I want to vibe out the snail. So as we're walking toward it, does it look like the snail is fleeing, or are we too small for the snail to care?
The snail doesn't appear to be giving you any notice. It's moving in a vaguely southerly direction.
Okay, beautiful. We'll run up to it then, if it doesn't seem fazed by us at all.
When you get closer, you can hear the of the snail moving along. It's a very, it echoes across the Badlands as well. It's loud. It's a loud snail.
Just some great ASMR to fall asleep to. Do people have that as opposed to like, you know, I can't only fall asleep when like, you know, near train tracks or like an oscillating fan? It's like, no. The sound of a giant snail going through sand?
Oh, yeah, snail in sand sounds really awful.
All right, so...
I want to try and get into the house. Is there a way in?
As you approach, the side of the snail that you are approaching from, you can see there is like a... The entire tower is made out of snail shell, and you can see that in the snail shell there is... a set of double doors that are low enough down over the side of the snail that someone standing at ground level could access them. And on the set of double doors, there is a big old brass knocker.
Well, I know what to do here. I knock, knock, knock on that door.
Knock, knock, knocking on the snail's door. When you do so, you hear like the entire shell of the snail kind of like echo with the reverberation of the dock, dock, dock. And as soon as you start knocking as well, the snail comes to a complete halt. Very suddenly. Well, not really very suddenly. Like, it's moving, but it's not moving, like, super fast. It probably moves at, like, a human's jogging speed, if that makes sense.
I imagine we still get a bit inertia'd around.
Yeah, you get rocked a little bit. The door opens, and standing in the doorway, you see a man dressed in very classic, big old purple robes with like silvery or golden stars and moons printed on them, with like the big classic wizard's floppy hat. You look into the face of Sir Isaac, just Isaac Newton.
Hello.
Hello there, Big T, was it?
How did you know my name?
I am a powerful wizard. It is for me to know such things. Or was that a joke?
Oh, no, we have met him before in this campaign, haven't we?
Yes.
Sorry, it was a while ago. I thought it was a different campaign.
Please, please, come in, come in.
Hello, Isaac. Come on in, it's a friend.
Everyone trudges in. I think everyone in this... Oh, no, oh, Tavatine's not here. Yeah, I think... Oh, no, Sarin does not know this person. Who Sarin? Is your new friend there?
This is Sarin. Sarin, this is Isaac Newton.
A pleasure to meet you. He takes off his hat and bows low. You see, he has a bald head. He puts the hat back on.
Is his head shiny?
Well, sorry, not bald head. He's got, like, he's riff-raffing it. So with the hat on, it looks like he has long gray hair. But when he takes the hat off, you can see he's quite clearly riff-raffing it. For those of you who don't know, that's a reference to a movie called Rocky Horror Picture. He's just got, like, he's balding, I guess is the term that you would use.
Fryer tucking, is that also an expression?
Fryer tucking is like a messy fryer tucking.
Fryer tucking gives you front hair, I think.
I thought fryer tucking was like, middle was all, like, gone, but you have, like, a hedge around.
Yeah.
Like your ears.
I thought fryer tucking was where they just do the, like, little bald, where your crown is. Crown of the head.
I thought it was a bigger crown,
yeah,
but it's still...
I'm going to Google it.
Mm. See, to me, I would say like a riffraff is like an unkept fryer tuck.
See, every time I think of a fryer tuck, it's like the middle bald bit is completely bald, it's smooth, but a riffraff is...
Like wisps almost, of hair?
Almost finished going bald, but not quite. So in the fryer, like eventually a riffraff will become a fryer tuck, but he's not there yet.
Okay.
I think the important part is, so if you Google riffraff from Rocky Horror, you get just the one haircut consistently.
Yes.
But if you Google fryer tuck hair, you do get, there is in the top row, there is like a guy who has the haircut you're describing, Zammit, but a lot of them have the like front part of the hair.
Okay. Either way, he's looking a bit, he's not going great.
For clarity's sake, I'm calling it the riffraff from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Anyway, he takes his hat off, he bows low, and then he gestures for you to come inside.
Oh, thank you. I shuffle on in.
The entire house, in addition to any furniture, is made out of snail shell.
Aw. Hang on. So he destroyed this snail shell, used the shell for furniture, and built a house in its place?
This looks like the snail's shell. It looks like the material is snail's shell.
Oh, so this is the one piece.
Yeah, it's all one piece.
Ah.
Oh, sorry, yeah. No. So, like, the chairs would be positioned in such a way, like chairs that you might find at, like, a low-class diner or some such, where they're kind of, like, part of the floor and they don't move.
Yeah.
In fact, his table might be more of a booth, to be honest.
It's a lovely place you got here.
Thank you.
Did it grow like this?
No, I sculpted this from the creature's shell. Non-harmful, I assure you, he says.
That's so impressive. And how's the snail doing?
Well, I believe... I haven't spoken to it in some time. The spell to speak to the snail is ancient and complex.
Well, that's fair enough then. Sounds hard.
Yes! The snail knows to contact me if it needs anything. I think it wants for very little at the moment.
Well, that's good to know.
We just came back from the elemental plane of cabbage.
Oh, what a treat.
Or as I like to call it, the supermarket. He chuckles to himself.
That does sound super.
Anyway, what may I... Why are you here?
I was wondering if you could help my friend. I pull out the lantern. They're stuck. They're stuck in a little flame.
Is this the fish man, Glupple? Or is this the, is this the tabaxi?
This is a new friend.
Oh.
The tabaxi retired and Gobble's on a different adventure. Very important. He's trying to save his sister and brother. I gesture to Adam.
Do you know their name? He says, gesturing to the lantern.
Well, no, I can't talk to them. Mm. And we found them like this, so I'm not sure how to get that information out.
That makes things tricky.
Excuse me, can you fog up the little glass and write your name? I put my face against the lantern.
You see them lean in really close to the glass, and you see that they try to do that, but nothing happens. It doesn't look like they're blowing air.
Oh, no, it's magic glass.
Yes. Well, I could try several things. It what? Might take some time. I will need to consult books.
Okay, will it be faster with the name? Maybe we could find the name out.
If you can deduce their name... I could certainly use that.
Well, if they're made of flame, what about if we hold a piece of paper just above their head and they run in the shape of all the letters?
The lantern is like a sealed glass container.
And I'm guessing I have enough sense to know that breaking it open would be bad.
I don't know if you do.
Why can't we just open it? I've broken lots of lanterns before.
I do not know the magics upon this lantern, but I would suppose that breaking a magical object might be bad. It could do any number of things, including killing your poor friend and also entrapping you there as well.
Well, that's the opposite of what I wanted, plus a worse thing.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, no, they're both very bad.
Neither are ideal, indeed.
What do you need?
I need to consult my books, as I said previously.
Oh, there's nothing I can do to help?
I don't know. I suppose just be patient and wait.
Okay.
There will absolutely be some costs involved, too.
That's all right. Would you need help with your dishes or something while you do that?
Yes, all right then.
Okay.
Also, with the money, I might need some up front. I've got cash flow issues at the moment.
Oh, that's all right. I got money. How much money do you want?
Perchance, could you forward me 200 gold?
Oh, yeah, of course. Here you go.
Thank you. Very helpful indeed. I will put it to good use immediately, he says. He stands up and, like, whips his cloak around him. I must travel to the library. You have free range of the kitchen for now. I must, for other rooms, I must make them adventurer-friendly. Until such a point, please remain here.
Okay, did you want anything? I'll try and cook.
No, I'm fine, thank you. I just ate. Are you hungry?
Okay. Oh, I could go a snack.
I have some sandwiches in the chili box.
Oh, that's a treat. I look over to Adam. I know you don't know, but do you maybe have a suspicion about how long this might take?
You're asking Adam how long it'll take?
No, as in I'm glancing at Adam, as in, I'm very conscious that this person is waiting for their siblings. But I'm also asking you, Adam.
I really couldn't say. I really must investigate further, but it could take anywhere as short as an hour to anywhere as long as several days.
Okay. What if you could ask the snail or direct the snail to help us get to where we need to go? I can pay you more gold, or I can... I don't know what the snail wants.
No, that would be fine. I can do that free of charge. I will contact the snail. Where are we heading?
We are heading to the Druidic Circle. I describe where that is because I'm sure that just means nothing to this person.
He, like, taps a finger to his chin. You, I guess, are going to need to give him very specific directions as well.
It's okay. I'm really good at them.
Yeah.
Just ask
Really
me.
Great at them.
Oh, I've done really well again, haven't I?
Yeah. Oh, you've done so well.
Anyway, so this is the shortcut I know, so it makes it a lot easier to get there.
Huh, I didn't know there was a forest in that direction. All right, then, we will away.
I suppose.
Oh, been... of course, your sandwiches. He goes over to basically a, well, not really a refrigerator, but it's kind of like shaped like a, imagine those old, you know, those old kind of vaguely curved refrigerators?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the really thick, chunky-looking ones.
Yeah.
There's one there made out of snail shell. When he opens it, it's not actually like a refrigerator. It's just an ice box, basically, like a glorified ice box. And from inside, he produces some cold water for you and also a small plate of sandwiches.
Oh, thank you.
They're neatly cut into triangles with their crust cut off. They're a mixture of cucumber sandwiches, tuna sandwiches, and probably also like just cheese sandwiches.
This is delightful. Thank you very much. We'll get started on those dishes.
Please take your time, he says. He, with another like billow of his massive cloak and robe, he turns around and walks off.
I stand in the kitchen in silence there for half a moment, take a bite of sandwich and say,
so we're not meant to go into the other rooms. Why do you think so?
Did he not just say they weren't adventurer-proof? Whatever that means.
That's the thing. I don't know what it means. I want to see what I'm not allowed to be in. But I won't go in. I just want to see what I... What's wrong? What? Am I clumsy?
Maybe Saren shrugs. Maybe it would be because of a curiosity or something.
Oh, no. I got that right now.
Yes, maybe we would be too curious, a touch of things we are not meant to.
Okay, I won't go in. I'll be nice. I'm going to do some dishes. No one else has to help. I just want to keep my hands busy.
Right.
Is Adam eating a sandwich?
Adam sits down and maybe eats. Yeah, he has a sandwich.
Good. Just wanted to check, make sure it's doing all right.
You go do the dishes?
Yeah. Are they all made of shell?
No, the dishes are... No, they would be made out of probably like maybe clay or something simple.
Okay.
They're not very pretty dishes. They're just functional.
That's allowed. Now, as I have realized that curiosity is something that I am oozing as an adventurer, but I'm not allowed to access outside of where I am right now, what if I look around the kitchen a bit and see what's good? I'm allowed to have food here, so I'm allowed to look.
You could search. There's many cupboards here. Yeah, you could absolutely search some.
Does anyone want to look in the cupboards with me? I've already opened the cupboards.
Saren stands up. Saren turns to you from the pantry, the open pantry, and says,
yes, would you like to come in? It's a walk-in pantry.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Okay, what about we look around and we try and find the best food in the whole pantry?
First section of the pantry pantry is divided into four sections. The sections are labeled, but you obviously can't read. The first section has just many jars, small jars filled with different, presumably spices and herbs.
I pick up the reddest-looking one and give it a sniff.
It smells like paprika.
Oh, it smells like a fire. What has Saren found?
Saren is in one of the other sections. Saren comes out. Saren turns around and shows you, like, this section just has many cans, which is something you would not have seen before.
All of
the different cans have a label on them and a picture of what is inside, which you find very helpful. You don't know why more people don't do that.
Oh, this is good. I don't know what's in there now, but I don't know how it fits.
You could find almost any canned cannibal good in this section of the pantry.
Do I find canned beef?
Yeah.
I stare at it for a bit. Do you know? Surely not. Surely not.
Saren shrugs. How do we get in? She, like, gives the can an experimental kind of gnaw with her teeth.
Strange. Maybe you crack it open like an egg?
She tries that. It doesn't work.
I look around the room to see if there's anything I could cut. I'm thinking going through the middle. Is there anything that I look
one
around?
One of the other sections is... Oh, no, not in the pantry. No. You look around in the pantry and you find nothing that could possibly help you get into this.
Okay, I give it a squeeze. Does it have any give to it at all?
You give it a, like, a, you try, you give it, like, a fair go. The can does not, it doesn't really buckle under your strength. It's, there's a lot of pressure on the inside that you can tell. It feels pretty solid. You don't think you could just break it open with your hands? Or do you feel like even if you could break it open with your hands, that's not very practical?
Huh. Maybe you have to burst it open.
Will Big T find a can opener? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. I've run out of content from my favourite fuckos, Sans Pants Radio. If only they had digital downloads I could acquire and listen to, with many of them having a choose price option so I could swindle them by choosing $0. Oh shit, they do? I just gotta head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, click on downloads and peruse all the garbage they have on offer and then give them nothing? Well, dreams can come true. Thanks, SansPantsRadio.com/shop, for letting me take advantage of you and not setting a minimum spend, you dumb fucks.